Hey, so we've got Arthur here, who was the winner of Mr. Urge Bear in 2011, and he actually travelled to Australia to compete in Mr. Australasian Bear. I think you... Did you get Mr. Congeniality, or...?
No, I just competed.
You just competed. You were certainly a very...
Just to rub it in there.
I apologize. You were certainly very popular, I have to say. So, Arthur has been... he's been very involved in the production of this week. So, dude, what was the highlight of Bear New Zealand Week for you?
Seeing it all go smoothly is always really good. And, I mean, personal favourite is always seeing people get up and strut their stuff on stage.
Yep.
And I guess being not on stage makes a difference.
Because you were one of the judges for the competition, could you... It must have been a different sort of changeover to see your friends competing on stage.
Yeah. Well, it was. I mean, it's... And it's a bit weird having to judge people for having the bravery of going up on stage and I mean, it takes a bit of courage or just being pushed into it and not knowing better than to say no.
So is that how you came to be in the competition?
Yeah.
And look at the levels of fame and excitement that you've gotten to now.
Oh, exactly.
So, okay, so the highlight for you was the actual competition.
Yeah,
And I have to say, it was a really fun night, and it was good to see...
Oh, definitely, yeah.
..a varied group of people.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. I reckon you tend to get, in the beer competitions, there always seems to be a prevalence of the younger guys who are out to prove something. Mm-hmm. And to see... what was actually a reasonable cross-section or a few guys who maybe stepping out of their comfort zone and representing different areas that perhaps aren't usually on stage was really good.
So when you said younger people with something to prove, what were you alluding to there?
Maybe not something to prove, but I know it tends to be the younger guys that are going to go out there and put themselves out there a bit more readily. But I mean, it's the likes of Paul from Christchurch, who the self-described leather wolf, putting himself out there and
because Paul's one of the older probably the oldest contestant
he was
but certainly that's the thing about Bairdom, at least to me, is that it's a wide bear group. It's from young ages to older ages and stuff like that.
Yeah, exactly.
So what does being a bear mean to you?
Being a bear is... I reckon it's about that sense of community. And that it doesn't... Because it is a very broad and varied range of people in the bear community, being able to relate and get over any issues or any differences that people may have and not use that as a reason to I'm not going to bother talking to them. It's all very even playing field and everyone has the opportunity to be social and to
shine
respected for who they are.
And I think that's one of the they talk about the reaction of people becoming the bears was sort of like a move away from the people who were muscular and things like that. I was just saying to Matt that it's something that I really like about being in the bear community is it's an inclusive group. It's a group of people that share a lot with each other. So
definitely.
So have you got any message out there for any future Mr. Urge Bears?
Give it a go. I mean, the future ones, I'd if you have any inkling about perhaps maybe wanting to do it, just do it. Just jump in the deep end and do it. I mean, it's a lot of fun, and it really was a great year for
Excellent.
Me, anyway. But, yeah.
Good for you. Thank you very much for.
It's not a running joke. Apparently, it's just a beauty pageant.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, there were some very handsome men on stage. I have to agree. And
for
Mr.
Sure.
2011, oh my god, he was really hot. Do you know him?
What's this? Flattery will get you everywhere.
thank you very, very much. And have an awesome rest of your Mr. Bear week, which is only about a couple of hours. So
yeah, sure.
Thanks, Arthur. Have a good
no
one.
No worries.